You're listening to The Natural World. For KLCC, I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, August 24th, 11 a.m. South Fork, Alsea River, just above Alsea Falls, Central Oregon Coast Range. A coherent shaft of sunlight pierces through a gap in the overhanging leafy canopy of riverside alders. It casts a spotlight on the chaotic movements of hundreds of tiny flying insects hovering just above the otherwise tranquil surface of the babbling stream. Fiery orange crawdads peek from beneath rounded rocks lining the olive-brown sandy bottom. The shaded microclimate along this tiny coast range tributary of the Alsea River is immune to the dry, searing heat of summer. Cool Pacific Ocean air, year-round flowing water, and perpetual shade from the surrounding riparian forest provide a lush, comfortable sanctuary from the dry, blistering heat of the valley. Broadleaf plants like coltsfoot, vine maple, and wild ginger show no trace of dehydration. The fractal blades of shield fern fronds spread luxuriously so as to gather precious filtered sunlight. A few purple foxglove blossoms and brilliant yellow monkey flowers still beckon for late-season pollinators. The giant succulent leaves of skunk cabbage jut out from dark, seeping crevices on the forest floor. The Alsea River and its tributaries are one of the last free-flowing watersheds in Oregon. The river system still supports wild runs of anadromous salmon and steelhead. Trees grow well here. Despite a history of intense logging, the Alsea Falls area contains the state champion western hemlock. The tree measures more than 260 inches in circumference and is 197 feet high, with a crown spreading 51 feet across. A few hundred yards downstream during the late fall, when the river was flowing much higher, I watched salmon vault with impossible optimism into the roaring cascade of the 20-foot-high Alsea Falls. In the spring, I have seen a 2-foot-long Pacific lamprey cling with its round, suction-cup mouth to slippery, algae-covered rocks as it heroically battles rushing water to reach the top of the falls. Along the path, giant, rotting stumps of ancient hemlock and fir sit in crumbling decay. Many provide nourishing platforms for new young trees. At the base of one stump, a yellowish, bile-colored blob spreads over the rotting surface. This is the scrambled egg or dog vomit slime mold. Biologists have had great difficulty classifying slime molds. For many years, it was thought that they were a type of fungus. As long as food is abundant, this slime mold exists as independent, single-celled organisms. When food is in short supply, many of these single cells congregate and start moving as a single body. In this state, they are sensitive to airborne chemicals and can detect food sources. They can readily change the shape and function of parts and in time form stalks that produce fruiting bodies, releasing countless spores. Genetic studies have shown that these alien sentient organisms are of a distinct lineage that still defies classification. This is KLCC's Natural World. If you have sightings or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.